The FBI's Identification Division opened for business storing fingerprint cards in 1924, 16 years after the FBI was created.
We don't really deal with paper anymore, so now the submission comes in electronically. It's searched against our database of approximately 56 million criminal fingerprint records.
That's Steve Fisher of the FBI's Criminal Justice Information Services Division, formerly the Identification Division.
One of our examiners will look at the electronic version of that card and the candidate on their computer screen and make that decision as to whether it's the same person or not.
Fisher says back in the 50s, there were less fingerprint cards on file in large cabinets.
About 50 years ago, we had approximately 10 to 15 million criminal fingerprint cards on record.
Learn more on the internet at FBI.gov. I'm Neil Schiff of the Bureau, and that's what's happening at the FBI this week.